The Carbon Pollution Reduction Scheme, which is going to be introduced in the next year or two, is designed to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide. And that's a very laudable and in some cases ambitious aim. And what they're using is a very indirect instrument to achieve that. So in many other areas, if you're looking, for instance, at reducing the road toll, the governments have banned speeding. So they've directly targeted the point that they want to control. In this case, with the carbon pollution scheme, what they're doing is setting up a market, and it's a false market, which is being set up and run solely by governments with a very indirect aim, which is to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. And it kind of seems counterintuitive to me not to use a direct instrument, which is the normal way that policy is developed. So, no, I don't think the scheme is going down the right path. I'd much rather have a much simpler approach to things, which much more directly targets the issue, which is the reduction of carbon dioxide emissions. Well, there's no doubt that this is a very political exercise. It starts at the United Nations and it drills down. And it's kind of interesting when you look at it, everybody talks about a global arrangement and a global scheme, but so far we really have never had a successful global scheme. World Trade Organization, everybody knows about. It's been going for 10, 20, 30 years, really hasn't achieved very much. So what we have is a very political arrangement at the top level, and that's being mimicked then at the lower level. And I guess the interesting thing to me is reduction of carbon dioxide emissions is a very scientific or technical objective, and yet the process is being run by politicians and diplomats. And it kind of seems to be in the wrong area. If you really wanted to achieve some reductions, you'd have a technical solution, which would be run by people with specialist knowledge, scientists and chemists and people with expertise in markets and taxation and so on. And they'd be running the scheme, not the diplomats sitting in their fancy offices in Geneva and elsewhere. Yeah, my main objection to the proposed permit scheme is it's so indirect and it sets up a whole new market arrangement. And we know over the last 12 to 18 months with the global financial crisis that although markets are the best solution to many problems, they don't solve all our problems. So I'd much rather go for a technique which has worked successfully. And the technique that's worked most successfully in this area is a simple, direct tax system. And if you look at Europe, for instance, petrol there is much more expensive than in Australia, and the Europeans drive much smaller cars than we do. So, and there's a direct relation between the cost of fuel in Europe and the amount of pollution that comes from cars. So I'd be looking at a simple taxation arrangement. We already impose taxes on petrol, for instance, through the excise system. We already have a GST arrangement in place, and I'd be looking for a very simple extension to one of those, part of an existing scheme, no additional staff, no additional costs or anything like that, simply another line on a form, and emitters of carbon dioxide have to pay an additional tax. So simple, clean, no complexity, and it directly targets the problem that we have rather than setting up some indirect system. Yeah, I think the main disadvantage of a tax is the name, and nobody likes to be accused of introducing another tax. So that would certainly be a major objective to it. Otherwise, though, it's a fairly direct process that you tackle the issue directly. You put a direct cost on the emission of carbon dioxide. Everybody knows what the level is because it's set by government policy. It's a fairly simple process to implement, so there's no large bureaucracy required. It's a simple extension either of the current excise system or the current GST system, and it directly targets the problem, which to me is the beauty of a tax rather than something that's so indirect like a CPRS.